support for OPB comes from our members and from our sponsors, like Mike Rosenberg from Columbia Credit Union. Mike says they trust what they see and hear on OPB, and that aligns with Columbia Credit Union's brand.
This is Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. We start today with last night's fire at the iconic Timberline Lodge on Mount Hood. Firefighters from four agencies battled the three-alarm fire at the WPA-era building. There were no reported injuries. The lodge and the ski resort are closed today. For more on what happened and how extensive the damage is, I'm joined by John Burton. He is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Timberline Lodge. John, thanks for making some time for us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Let's start with the timeline. When did the fire start?
It was reported at about 9:30 p.m. last night, discovered by a Timberline employee. The hotel was immediately evacuated without injury or incident shortly after. The first responders showed up, and at approximately 11 p.m., the fire was extinguished, and then approximately 2 a.m., the mission, if you will, was concluded with the first responder.
How many people were staying at the lodge last night? I'm just curious what the evacuation was like. For people that haven't been there, it's a big, wonderfully rambling place, but I imagine maybe a complicated place to get people out of.
Well, to answer your first question, we had about 120 guests in the hotel last night. But it should be known that we do have processes, that we do practice for, incidents like this. This is a first time deal like this for us at Timberline, and it went remarkably well. And I can't say enough, about the service that our staff performed last night. It was exemplary, and we extend the greatest amount of gratitude.
Where did everybody end up going? I mean, you're up there on the south slope. Up an access road before you'd even get to a place like Government Camp, or go down, towards, Warm Springs or towards Portland. Where did folks go?
That's right. So we sheltered folks in the day lodge across the parking lot initially. A lot of folks that, had their vehicles ready to go simply left. And then the folks that were not able to leave immediately, we have arrangements with a hotel down the mountain, and we put everyone up down there last night.
So let's talk about the fire itself. Where was it? And do you have a sense yet? Have investigators given you a sense for how it started?
Yeah, right. So investigations are expected to conclude anytime. And right now it's suspected that embers from the fireplace, the main fireplace in the headhouse, ignited the roof. The fire did not penetrate to the interior of the hotel. But we'll wait for the final conclusion of those inspections before, definitively, putting that info out there.
But it seems so far that the fire only the fire itself, and we could talk about the water, but the fire itself only affected the roof.
That's right. That's right. And it's it's apparent, on the north side of the hotel for sure. I think that's an accurate assessment.
So how extensive was the damage in total? I mean, if we're talking about the roof from the fire, but now I'm also just wondering about the water.
Yeah. The water's going to be the big deal. Yeah. The first responders were, they were saturating the roof of the hotel. And the chimney, for a couple hours. So there's a lot of water was obviously coming through. So the cleanup crews, started, the process of vacuuming and drying and whatever else needed to be done last night. But there's still, a fair bit of work to be done. In the big picture, it's kind of benign, I think, for lack of a better description, we're pretty lucky. We are going to start structural inspections today, and depending on how those go and if they go as expected, the plan right now is to open the hotel on Sunday, but stay tuned for more info on that.
That's remarkably good news, given what could have happened in an old building with tons of wood, in addition to a lot of big stone, to be able to open in only 2 days. So, I mean, so if does it seem at this point that you're looking at cleanup as opposed to restoration?
Yes. The short answer is yes. There will be some restoration required. You know, some of the artwork was removed last night, and some of the furniture. And I don't have an assessment on those pieces yet. But yes, there will be some restoration required for sure.
Now, the historic lodge is separate from the day lodge, which I guess I think more of as sort of like the ski lodge. Will the ski area remain closed tomorrow or on Sunday if the lodge has to be closed for maybe longer than you're hoping right now? Or are those really separate?
Yeah, completely separate. It's been determined that the ski area will operate tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
John Burton, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for having us on.
That's John Burton. He is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Timberline Lodge. He joined us to talk about the fire last night at the historic lodge, which, as he was saying, was not nearly as bad as people may have feared. Members make Think Out Loud and all of OPB's independent journalism possible. Support the next fascinating story and join in as a sustainer at opb.org/pod.